right, ladies and gentlemen, I am back. There was some technical difficulties. Let me just make sure that I am live and check my laptop here real quick. And then we're going to get this show started. I hate when it does this, though. It's supposed to show up. Maybe because it's not loading up. Just give me a few minutes, ladies and gents, and we'll begin. I see that I'm live on this particular app. It's going to echo for a minute. All right. So let's try this again. And we're going to boy again. All right. Alright, ladies and gents, hopefully now this won't be any problems. I tried using, like when you go live, I was trying one app. I was going to try the DU Recorder app, but it won't give me a full screen look. And I wanted to give you guys a full screen look. So the first app I tried was the Streamlabs, because supposedly they had improved their little bug fixes, but for some reason it was freezing on me. I don't know if it has something to do with the code, but it shouldn't. So hopefully you guys you might have tuned in earlier and seen that there were some difficulties. So hopefully you tune back in and you see me live now. Hopefully the video is not wavy, and hopefully the quality is good. So far there's no messaging on my screen here. And so I guess we're good so far. So I'm gonna start back up from the beginning, because like I said, something froze a little while ago. And I wanted to put some nice little things on the screen, but Streamlabs has been acting up. So before I get started, I want to also let you guys know, for those who listen to me on the podcast, I have a podcast called Thoughts of the Week. And this particular episode of Survive and Protect, I'm going to put that on the Thoughts of the Week podcast. And so for all you guys who listen to me on the podcast, thank you guys for listening. And this show is going to be broadcast on my podcast as well. All right, so with that being said, let's get started with kidnapping prevention strategies. All right, so to start this off, I'm doing this video in relation to, there's been apparently some reports here in Chattanooga, Tennessee. That's where I'm at right now. And there's been some ladies reporting to the police, apparently, and reporting on Facebook that there's been a man or some men, it might be a group of them, we don't know if they are together or as a team, or they just randomly different men going around and apparently trying to ultimately kidnap women. So a few reports were saying there was one young lady saying that she was getting followed by a silver or a gray car, and I think that it was a white male in the car. All right. Now there's been some other, and this particular lady said she was being followed as she was going home. All right. There's been another report. There's been a couple of reports that I can remember being told or hearing about, was that when women would go and approach their cars, there's another car parked right beside them with a white male in it. And I think on two occasions I heard somebody saying that I don't know if it's the same white male, or like I said, if it's different ones. We don't know if they're working in a team or they just working randomly amongst themselves and by themselves. So what's been happening is that they would say that when the women would come and approach their vehicles, right, they say there's a car parked right beside them. And there's a man in the car described as just a white male. And on two occasions, the male exited his car and went to the woman's passenger side. I don't know if passenger or driver's side. I remember one saying it was a guy with a gun. I think two people said that. Two women said that, and the guy would tell him to get out the car. So, but I think both times the women took off and drove off. All right, so I wanted to give some kidnapping prevention strategies or some kidnapping protection strategies to ladies and men. And for that matter, you can probably pass it on to your children, teenagers or younger, all right, in some form or fashion. But since this is happening to ladies, like I said, this is for everybody in general. And I mean, the motivation for doing this video is because of that, those incidents that have been occurring. And so, first of all, I want you guys to start looking into having the mindset of looking at yourself as being a very important person, a VIP. Start looking at yourself as a VIP. And another way to look at it is start looking at yourself as being, let's say you're a dignitary or a president or a prime minister. Start looking at yourself as that. Now, I say that to say these type of people, even governors of in the United States, in America, they have executive protection around them as to some degree. All right. Some have more people, some have less. All right. So you got to start thinking of yourself as being one of them in the sense of protection wise. All right. And although you can't have five or six people walking with you everywhere you go, and somebody being a driver while you're sitting next to other people in a vehicle protecting yourself, protecting you, you got to do it yourself. So basically, you got to be your own personal protection, your own personal protection specialist, your own bodyguard, okay? So here are some tips that you guys can use. And I'm going to use the scenarios that I just explained earlier, okay? So for the first one, I'm going to explain the fact that whenever you exit, and this is whenever you exit your home, with houses and you got a driveway, it's a difference, and then it's not a difference. But we'll take a look at that. We'll take a look at if you live in an apartment complex where there's a large parking lot, you park, if you're leaving a store, returning back to your car, if you're leaving your job and you're going back to your car, you always got to keep in mind to start scanning in your area. Start looking around, okay? Be aware of what's going on around you, all right? Be aware of what's going on in your immediate area. Now, as I was talking to y'all, I was smelling cigarette smoke, and I automatically know who was out here without even having to look. That's how aware you got to be. Because I know there's somebody in the building I stay at that smokes. So immediately I smell the cigarette smoke, I'm already triggered to that. That might be the person that lives in the building. So that's how serious it is about being aware. You're not just looking at eyes too. You got to have your ears aware, your nose. Like I said, I smell it now. And so you can tell who's around you, even based off of that. And so going back to what I was saying, if you're leaving any place, whether you're leaving a family house, you might be out of town, family visit, they might live at a house, they might live at an apartment complex, you might be leaving a store, you might be leaving your job and going back to your vehicle. Any of those particular locations, you got to start as you start walking. You got to start looking around in your immediate surroundings, all right? And as you're approaching your vehicle, you definitely want to start paying attention to the vehicles on both sides of you and start scanning inside those vehicles to see if anybody's even sitting inside the vehicles. Now, you don't know what a person is doing when they're sitting inside a vehicle, okay? They might be waiting on a family member themselves. They might be waiting on a friend to leave the store. It might be a friend, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, waiting for their significant other to leave work. That might be the case. But if it's your job, and if you're aware to some degree, you will start learning, even if you don't know some of the people you work with, but you might be familiar with a situation like, you know, when you leave at the same time, maybe 20 or 30 other people leave at the same end of the shift, and you kind of know some faces and vehicles that come up because they're coming up to pull up to pick their people up, or they might be parked. And so you start becoming familiar with certain vehicles, certain people's faces, even if you don't hold conversations with them. So you got to start being aware of stuff like that. All right. But as far as, like I said, the scenarios that I'm talking about, as you're approaching your vehicles, start looking at the vehicles that are parked beside yours, all right, to see if you see somebody in them. Because like I said earlier, there was at least a couple of incidents where they mentioned the guy came out of their car, they was parked right beside him. Got out of their car and was trying to tell him to get out the car. But these two women that I understand, they just pulled off and left. All right, even with the guy having the gun, you're taking a risk there, but I guess it's better than just staying frozen and just staying in the car and not doing nothing. So that's another important point to make, is not on top of being aware of your surroundings, also know that movement can save your life, okay? And the perfect example is what I said. The ladies decided to go on and drive off, even though a guy might have had a gun pointed to them in the window, so they decided to still drive off. So that's important, because, like I said, movement will save your life. So it's better to move, because it's harder to hit a moving target than it is just standing still, okay? Just standing right there, you're definitely the guy decided he wanted to shoot at the women and shoot in their cars. They're just standing right there, not doing anything. But they decided to move, and it's definitely harder to move, to hit something while it's moving. And if the guy shot, it's a possibility that the glass could have redirected the bullet somewhere else, you know, away from the person, or it could have enlarged inside the door or something like that, simply because of the movement. And that applies not only to this particular situation, it can apply to a lot of different situations. I won't go into it because it's too much and then I'll be getting off the subject. But just keep in mind that movement definitely saves lives, okay? So, like I said, as you're approaching your vehicles, wherever you're leaving from, definitely be scanning around, okay? Definitely scan your immediate area to make sure no one is around your vehicle, all right? Or if somebody's in there, you got some decisions to make, okay? Maybe you can see from a slight distance that, hey, somebody's parked there. And if you're leaving your job, maybe your job has security personnel, and so you might want to consider maybe turning back around or acting, you know, just pretending like, oh man, like you forgot something. So if the person could be in their car waiting on you, they can kind of see through your body language that if you portray and act, do a little acting and act like, oh, I forgot something, and actually walk back to your job, and then maybe ask for security to escort you to your car. All right, so you have some options there. If you have security at your job, or maybe even at the store, if there's some security there, and you went to your vehicle, and you decided, oh, I may not want to get in there because I see somebody there, you can always go back to the store. If there's no security there, you can always ask management. Maybe management or somebody from management can walk out with you. If there's loss prevention, you might ask the manager, hey, do you have your loss prevention personnel with you tonight? Can you have them walk me to my car, or at least stand outside and watch me as I go to my car? Ask the manager, ask some type of employee, all right? And you have those options there. Same thing with your job. Now, when you're coming out of your residence, you don't have that luxury of a security. So another thing you can do is actually, even before you even start walking to your car, the moment you walk out the door, just stand there for a few seconds close by the door to where you can see out in the parking lot and just stand there, even though your car's at a distance, and just start scanning everything at a distance, all right? So you might be walking out your apartment door, and if you're positioned to where you can see everything in the parking lot without having to go onto the parking lot, then stand from that position, that point, and start looking around your parking lot area and just scan. Don't even walk. Just stand there and scan until you feel comfortable that maybe nobody's around your vehicle, nobody's walking around, no cars driving around, things like that. And then go ahead and proceed to get in your vehicle, all right? So that's another tip. Let's see here. Like I said, you got to think of yourself as the very important person, all right? Scanning your area is very important. Being aware of your surroundings is very important, okay? Again, you have some possible options if you're leaving the store, leaving your job. You can always turn back around and ask somebody from management, ask security to walk you back to your car, all right, if you feel uncomfortable there. You also have options to maybe, even though you're driving, you might want to call a friend if nobody else is going to assist you, or ask other co-workers maybe, even if it's somebody you don't know, ask them, a male or another female, to walk you. You know, can you just walk me to my car? Or somebody might be on their break and you might be on your way to go home. Ask that person that's on the break to go ahead and see if they don't mind walking you to your car, or at least keeping an eye on you until you get in your car and leave. All right. So that's very important as well. Now, as far as being followed, here are some things you can do. All right. In the event that you feel that you're being followed, you can do, here's one thing that the girl did. She started calling her, you can call the police, of course. A lot of people kind of get upset or shun people when they don't call the police and they call a family member. But what you can do is, if you don't want to call the police, you can start driving, and, you know, don't go to your residence, depart. You can just start driving around, and as you're driving, call another family member that has a car and say, hey, I'm on this street, I'm over here doing X, Y, and Z. There's somebody following me, so can you come meet me? I'm on this street. Oh, I'm getting ready. Huh? No, you're fine. You're fine. Okay. So you can go ahead and call a relative, have them meet you somewhere. You can say, for instance, hey, I'm on such and such street. I'm going to head to the mall. I'm going to head to such, you know, the food court part of the mall. Can you meet me over there real quick and start, you know, take your time. Drive slow. Drive regular speed. Don't give off to the person that you think is following you to let off that you know they're following you. Just kind of casually do your regular thing and drive to your destination that you decided to tell your relative to meet you at, and then have them follow you back home. All right? That way they can... either they'll scare off the person following them, or at the very least, you got somebody that can protect you if the person continues to follow you anyway. All right. So that's a pretty good tip. Now, I'm going to also bring this up, too, because it can be in the daytime. It can be anytime. Let's say you're going shopping and you begin to notice that, let's say you're going food shopping, you can start going in a few aisles, and then after picking up a few things and putting in your cart, you might not have noticed it at first, but then you start noticing that the same person seems to be in the immediate area every time you're shopping and picking up something. It could be a clothing store, whatever, the mall, but you start noticing that they are you start noticing that this same person is over here. Then when I went in this aisle, the same person seems to be in the immediate area over here. So then in that case, what you want to do is do this. Here's some tips to do this. Get the stuff that you plan on getting from wherever you're at that you're shopping at. Go ahead and make your purchase and get in your car and go to another store. All right? Let's say you're at Walmart and you're getting some food or whatever. Then after you put your food in your car and you take off, go to the mall and then go into one of the stores there. and just walk around and act like you going to get some more stuff. And if you start noticing that the same person that was that you think was following you and they were hanging around you at Walmart, now all of a sudden they show up at the whatever clothing store you go to at the mall, then that's going to clue you into like, yeah, I'm being followed. And then you have some decisions to make. Again, you can get on your phone, make a phone call. You can call a family friend, family member, friend, coworker, whatever. Or you can call the police, or if the mall or wherever you're at as security, you can get a hold of them. Or you can even ask somebody inside the store, like, hey, can you notify security? Because I think I'm being followed. All right. And then just kind of stay in the store and wait until security gets there. And if the person still happens to be around, if they didn't start figuring out, like, hey, you're already on to them, that they're following you, if they haven't figured that out yet, then you can always let the security know, hey, this is what happened. I was in this store over here. Then I came, decided to come over here, and the same guy or girl is following me, is in the same store with me. I think I'm being followed. Most likely it's going to be a man anyway, since we're talking about the incident that took place here in this city. So then that'll give you an indication on that. All right. Now, I can go into some driving strategies outside of you calling somebody to come meet you somewhere if you want to go ahead and do some driving to the point where you might want to lose them. But that requires you kind of knowing the area that you live in. Because if you're visiting, unless you know you're familiar with wherever you're visiting, which is something else totally different as far as giving you some other tips regarding that. If you happen to know where, you know, your area, you kind of know how the traffic is, you know how the traffic lights go, and maybe the person following you doesn't. So you can kind of use that to your advantage. If you're being followed, you decide there's nobody you can call, you feel like you don't want to call police, which I don't know why you wouldn't. But if you even feel that way, and if you know the area, you can always use that, like I said, use that to your advantage. You know, if you go on such and such block, you know the traffic lights operate like this at this time of day. If you go over here, you know, this in this part of town, the lights act like this, or traffic is real heavy to the point where you can kind of get in between other cars and kind of maybe slip off on an interstate or something like that and lose the person. But that requires you having a little bit more knowledge about the area you live in or the area that you happen to be traveling in or visiting. And so you can go by that if you know the area, but if you don't, that's not going to help you a whole lot. So it's best to, like I said earlier, I'm just kind of recap. I'm not going to repeat myself or try to make up something else unless something comes to mind as I'm recapping. The best things to do is to be aware of what's going on around you, who's around you. Be aware of, as you're approaching your car, look at the cars that are parked in the near vicinity next to yours and some that are parked around you, because the way this parking lot is set up, there's cars parked on this side and this side. So your car might be over here, so you got to also make sure once you pass the cars behind you, like I'm standing this way, I got to know if people aren't sitting in their cars behind me, okay? So that requires you to scan, all right? You just can't be walking straight and hurry up and hope for the best. You know, you need to be looking around, making sure that nobody's sitting in the car beside yours. If they are, you got to have some type of plan, all right? Make sure nobody's around you. Make sure nobody are in cars that are beside yours for them to jump out on you. And then another thing, like I said earlier, is even before you decide to even walk onto the parking lot, is to just stand where you at. Even if you're walking out of a store, you can kind of walk out of the exit and just stand there and just kind of scan. You know where your car is at. You can just kind of scan and see what's going on. Scan it for a few seconds. 3 to 5 seconds to scan and make sure, okay, there's nobody, there's no activity going on around my vehicle. Then proceed to go. You can use the same practice at your residence. Now, earlier I mentioned about those who live at houses and have driveways or carports or garages. Now, you have a great advantage if you park your car inside of your garage because, of course, nobody's able to get in there. And so you can sit in your car, get it started or whatever, and then open up the garage doors if they go by remote control, and you can just get out of there and close it back. All right, so you have an advantage there because just like, again, I go back to the Secret Service or any type of close protection specialist, they make sure they can, they have a particular parking area secured so to where they can only go in at. And if they don't, of course, they have people who have luxuries of other bodyguards or security specialists able to get out their vehicles and start scanning for them. Okay, you don't have that luxury, so you have to be your own close protection specialist, your own bodyguard, and you have to do the scanning. Okay, you got to scan when you walk to your car. You got to scan when you're driving and pulling into a parking space. All right, you got to scan as you even parking. All right, to make sure there aren't people even hanging around when you get ready to park. And if they are, you might want to consider just keep on driving or drive to another parking area or just drive around, period, and leave. Maybe come back after 5 or 10 minutes and see if the area has changed, all right? There was something I just had on my mind. I should have said it when I had it on my mind. But, again, like I said, even when you're driving and you're pulling in somewhere to park, you got to be aware of your surroundings. Now, back to the house, if you live in a house, all right, before you, because I think there was an incident I even heard recently about that. A gentleman got robbed, I think. I don't know if it was here in this city or some other city, but he walked out of his house and immediately 5 or 6 young boys then jumped him and robbed him. And see, what he didn't do was when you're in a house, you have advantages of looking out your windows. You can get on one part of the house and make sure at one angle of the house, everything is clear in front of your house where you might not have a garage and you might have a carport or just a driveway. So you might want to look out your windows first to make sure nobody's hanging around. Check your rear windows from the back of your house. Make sure nobody's just hanging out in the back waiting for you to come out front. Or they might be waiting for you to leave so they can break in your house. You never know. All right. So you have that advantage to be looking around and making sure everything is clear. So not everybody has the luxury of the remote starters where you can start your car remotely from the residence so it can already be warmed up and ready to go. Some don't have that. If you have that, you have an advantage. You have some types of, you have some options you can work with. So you can always start your car up and then look outside to make sure nobody's hanging around. Then you leave your residence, lock up quickly, get in your car and pull off. Don't take your time getting in, leaving the door open because you're trying to move some things around and then decide to close the door after 5 to 10 seconds because by then somebody's going to run up on you, all right? So you get in your car, you go. Again, like I said, you do have an advantage if you have a garage because you can start up in the garage and then when you're ready to go, you can just get up and go, all right? And if worse comes to worse, if you open up your garage door and somebody decides to come running in, you could just pull off, either run them over or, you know, take off and they won't be able to get you, put it that way. All right, so I just wanted to, hopefully these tips will work for you or benefit for you. I'm trying to think of anything else that you guys can use immediately without throwing too much information at you to be thinking. Also, this is another thing I was thinking about as well. Sometimes you might be being watched for a few days before somebody decides to kidnap you. And that's where, like I said, taking in consideration of scanning, like the moment you walk out your door and as long as you can see the parking lot, whatever, without ever having to approach your car, that's where that could come in because you never know if somebody's just doing surveillance on you. All right, so you can scan around and see who's sitting in their cars and you can still go out to your car, get in and leave. Those people might be just watching you to see your movements as far as what time you leave during the day, what time you come back. You might see the same vehicle when you're coming back home from somewhere. Those should be things that key and clue you off to something that something is up. All right. So another thing you can do is try to alter the times you leave your residence. Don't always leave the same time every morning or whatever you go to work or whatever you go shopping. You might do shopping in a pattern type way. You might want to break those patterns. All right. Don't leave the same time every day. Don't shop the same time every day. Alter your times when you do those things. Okay. It gets kind of hard when you have to be at work at a certain time. So, but you still can do things with that. Sometimes you might want to leave an hour earlier than you normally leave, right? That's kind of altering your times. So you can leave an hour earlier. Sometimes you got to get up and just something you got to do is for your own protection, right? So get up an hour earlier, leave an hour earlier for work, or sometimes alter and change it around. Leave the time you normally leave to make it to work on time, but then the other times say, okay, I'm going to leave an hour earlier, or I'm going to leave an hour and a half earlier, or next time, maybe one time out the month, I'm going to leave 2 hours earlier. So somebody who's watching you can't figure out your patterns, all right? Sometimes you can be attacked and kidnapped during transitions, all right? And transitions mean when you're leaving from one place and you're on your way to the other. That's why I was talking about scanning your area before you even approach your vehicle. Because in the middle between your door and your vehicle, anything in between that, those two locations where somebody can jump at you and get you, kidnap you, put you in a car or whatever. Or somebody approach you from one car, another car, a van, a truck pulls up, and then that person that got out of their car to get you stopped is waiting for that vehicle to come so they can put you in that vehicle, and then that vehicle takes off. All right. Now, these type of things aren't happening on a regular basis, but even if there's a 1% chance of something like that happening, you got to start preparing for that. Regardless if it's not something that happens a lot, it happens. That's the whole point. It might not happen a bunch of times, but it happens. All right. So it's not just happening in other countries where it might be more prevalent and more regular. It can happen here as well. All right. So you got to prepare for stuff like that. So alter your times when you get up, when you go out and do things. If you're going for a jog or something like that, of course, we all know, don't put the headphones in your ears because then you don't hear what's going on around you. You don't know that a car is pulling up right behind you. Somebody jump out and grab you. So don't do your exercises where you're not aware of your surroundings. Even, like I said, I might have said it earlier. I know I said it in the previous video that I had to stop because it wasn't functioning to start this one up. So you definitely want to be aware of your surroundings. And that also involves not only just sight, you got your hearing to deal with. You got smells, the scents, okay? Like I was saying earlier, I was talking to you guys on the camera, but I can smell cigarette smoke, and I already can tell who came out of their apartment because I know who smokes in the apartment building. So I already can tell, oh, that's such and such, without even having to look. That's how aware you need to be, to the point where you can smell certain things and know, oh, that's such and such. Or such and such wears this kind of cologne or perfume. I know who that is. They wear that. Got to be that type, to that point where it's just a natural thing for you. You don't have to concentrate on things. And the same thing with your awareness skills. You got to start practicing your awareness skills and your scanning as well. And that becomes just a part of your everyday nature. That's just something you do everywhere. Every time you get out and go somewhere, you kind of scan a little bit. All right. As you guys see me do as cars are coming by me, which is, I think I might have mentioned that earlier. If not, I'm going to mention it again and mention that as you see this car passing me now, right? You got to be aware when you're coming out of your residence that other vehicles might be coming by, and it might be somebody out to shoot you. Might be a car that's coming and somebody's going to come out and get you. Right, kidnapping. as you walk into your car. It might be a car deciding to pull up right at that time, timing it for the same time you get ready to go in your vehicle or come out of your vehicle. So you got to be aware of all these types of things, okay? So again, like I said, hopefully these tips will help you guys. I hope this video is going through. I haven't seen anything on my screen that's told me it's been having difficulties with connecting. So hopefully that's something that will, these tips will help you guys out and put these things in practice, all right? I don't want to hear about nobody else being kidnapped and you wasn't aware of what was going on in your surroundings, okay? So keep that in mind. Keep all these tips in mind, all right? So with that being said, don't forget, you guys go to bit.ly/survive and protect, all right? There's a course about being your own bodyguard, okay? It's called How to Be Your Own VIP Protection Specialist, all right? I make these courses inexpensively. You know, some people will charge $500, $600, $700, $1,000 for these courses, and these courses I'm charging like $50. The highest I might ever charge for a course maybe $100, but I doubt that. But this is a very inexpensive course. Right now it's two courses on there. One is just $7. If you guys want to learn about just creating simple emergency plans, take that course. All right, if you want to get more detailed into being your own bodyguard or your own personal protection specialist, then get that course, How to Be Your Own VIP Protection Specialist. All right, and there's some other courses I'm getting ready to create coming up, and so you guys definitely check that out. And like I said, hopefully these tips will help you as far as making sure you guys never get kidnapped, all right, because the stuff is going on out here. And with that being said, y'all know who I am. I'm out. I want to thank those who will be listening to this on the podcast platform. I'll be putting it up shortly. And for you checking me out live, I appreciate y'all watching me live. I don't know if I had the chat on to some of my subscribers. You could have been chatting with me, but I don't see anything on the screen. So hopefully this is, there have been no disconnects on here. Everything looks good. I'll be checking back the replay. If things mess up, then I'm going to try it again another way. I might have to do a recorded one and then upload that if the live stream has been messing up, all right? So, with that being said, I appreciate you guys checking me out. Always be checking out Survive and Protect. I'm going to be giving y'all some very good security tips, protection tips, so on and so forth, all right? Be sure to check out the courses, man. All right. You don't have to if you don't want to. It's nothing that I'm begging you to do. I just think I make these courses because real life stuff is really going on. And every year I've been noticing, you start seeing on the news, because we're in February now, when the weather starts getting warmer and warmer, things do happen in the cold weather as well, as I'm telling you now, the incidents that took place recently. But every year I keep seeing and hearing stuff happen to people, and nobody seems to know what to do. And so this is why I even created this channel, as well as doing the Facebook channel of the same, Survive and Protect, and Instagram, because I want to get this out to y'all so y'all can protect yourself. I want to keep hearing about things happening to y'all, man, because you got the information out there, all right? A lot of it is free, and some of it I'm going to charge for, all right? It's just that simple. And then when I charge it, it's not super expensive. And I give you a lot of information for just a $50 course, all right? And my other courses will probably be around the same price, all right? But I'm going to give you a lot of detailed information, stuff you can walk away with and use, all right? No fluff to it. And anyway, with that being said, I'm about hitting 40 minutes, which is cool, which is very good, actually. And again, like I said, thank you guys for checking this live stream out, Kidnapping Prevention Strategies. Hopefully these will work for you. Start applying these, ladies and gents, and make these things work for you, okay? I don't want to hear no more stories, whether it's in this city or others, that somebody got kidnapped, and I'm putting out the information. And while I'm saying that, also, please, everybody, whether you feel this information was for you or you don't, share this video, put it on your Facebook. If you can get it on Instagram, do that. If you can get it on Twitter, do that. Share it also on YouTube. Share it with everybody you think, family, friends, coworkers, whatever. Make this the most highly shared video, all right? And, of course, share the other ones. Look at the other videos and start sharing them as well. But there's going to be a lot of people that need this information that will be appreciative that you shared it, all right? I'm sharing it with y'all, so now you go and do the same thing and share it with everybody else. Because, like I said, I don't want this happening again, and somebody needs this info, all right? With that being said, I'm out. Peace. Survive and protect.